Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
Why don't you have more to say about the Trump indictment?
It is an ongoing case, and I've been very clear about that.
And I never thought anything like this could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
So far, he's just giving his normal list of grievances. We don't consider that necessarily newsworthy, and there's a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I want to start today with an apology to our over 700 affiliate stations around the country. I did not know it at the time. I think it was purposely kept for me because I think there are members of my team here that thought my reaction would be rather forceful, and they're probably not wrong. But anyway, long story short, we apologize, humbly apologize to all our great affiliates. I don't think this has ever happened before, you know, except for maybe one blip here and there. Anyway, yesterday during, I think it was my opening monologue, it was a great one too. That's the sad part. We'll put
no,
it
No, no, your monologue was fine. It wasn't until about 3:45.
Yeah. Oh, so it was the end of the hour. Not to bore you with details, we had a piece of broadcast equipment, a very critical piece, overheat, and that's what caused us to be off the air for several minutes. It was not a liberal, a left-wing conspiracy that did it. It was just an overheating of equipment incident. We have put in measures to make sure this never happens again, and get it fixed up and running permanently. This is a permanent fix we're putting in place. Anyway, I'm very grateful to all of you that are affiliates. I'm very grateful to your audiences. I know that what I love to do doesn't happen without your support. And we don't like to make mistakes. And when we do, when something happens, even though this is mechanical, certainly beyond my control, I could barely download an app. We need to call to your attention and rightly apologize. And I know it became very inconvenient for a lot of people out there. And for all of you, please, I hope you will accept our humble apology here, because we have an obligation to get it right for you. And we're committed to that at the highest level. That I can promise you. Maybe I'll do a quick test of Linda. Take a guess. So from March 16th to April 5th, let's just look at the three big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and their coverage of Donald Trump and his investigation. And Katie, pay attention. You're going to be quizzed too. And same with Jason. You're going to be quizzed here. All right. So over a 20-day period. Now, remember, the nightly newscast, I'm assuming they're talking about all 7 days because they run on the weekend as well. And it's a 22-minute broadcast. They have commercial time, obviously, included. But so we're not including that. But in their evening, morning show and Sunday roundtable shows, you know, how many minutes do you think just the three networks, forget about MSDNC and fake news CNN, for them it's like 24/7. How much time do you think that they devoted in terms of minutes to the Trump investigation coverage versus the Biden investigation coverage? Linda, you go last. Katie, your thoughts.
I would say, I don't know, about maybe 1,000. Seems like they were incessant.
1,000 minutes for the, okay, I assume you mean Donald Trump?
Oh, for Donald Trump, I'm sorry. For Biden, probably nothing.
Okay, Jason, what do you think?
For Biden, I would say probably under 5 minutes.
Okay, for Trump?
Oh, God, how many hours? I'd say, what, 90 hours?
Give me minutes. I need minutes. I don't have my abacus in front of me.
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Oh, this is a 20-day period.
You want me to go 20? Okay, 400 minutes.
Okay, Linda. Biden, Trump.
I would say a minute 30 on Biden.
Okay.
And, I don't know, 600 on Trump.
0 minutes on Biden. Not 1 minute. 658 minutes on Trump.
Oh, I was close.
Well, you were pretty close. You get the grand prize today. There's a coffee machine back there. Go help yourself. Well, there's moonshine that guy sent us. Is there any left?
Or you guys? The type of week we're having. I might dip right into
the
moonshine.
By the way, a guy sends us this moonshine, and you want to die? Drink that stuff.
That's the ghost pepper.
Yeah, that's
the stuff that Sweet Baby drinks.
Oh my gosh! But he puts Diet Coke in it, so it doesn't matter.
I don't care, man. That stuff's intense.
He drinks like 2 drops of alcohol. That's it, and he's done. He's a lightweight. Anyway, so I just telling Newsbusters put that out, and I said, you know what? Let's give the audience a quiz here. We do have some news on this. Representative Comer says that there are two county attorneys now that have asked him how they legally can charge the Bidens, which is very, very interesting because Ari Fleischer first made the comment 2 nights ago on Hannity, and others have now brought that up. And Ari Fleischer's argument was that unless it happens to them, it's never going to stop the dual system of justice. And if they're going to use what is a novel, never before used, convoluted legal theory, which is what they have done here, and marry up a misdemeanor that has passed its statute of limitations by 5 years and tie it to some federal election law, which is outside of his jurisdiction, number one, whose statute of limitations, number two, have also passed. I mean, if that's not prosecutorial abuse or selective prosecution, I don't know what is, then it should apply to the Democrats. You know, the FBI has had zero experience Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019. What have they done with it? Pretty much nothing. Now, as it relates to Donald Trump and Alvin Bragg in particular, you have the head of the Judiciary Committee, our friend Jim Jordan. Well, he issued today a subpoena for the former Manhattan District Attorney's office prosecutor, the guy that quit and wrote the book, Mark Pomerantz, as part of their inquiry into D.A. Alvin Bragg's case against the ex-president. Pomerantz, remember, he was one of two former prosecutors. I believe they were working pro bono. I'll go back and check that. But I believe they were working pro bono because they just wanted to get Trump so bad. And then Alvin Bragg took office. Remember, this whole notion, legal theory, FEC violation, all of it was rejected by the FEC itself, by the Department of Justice, by Mueller. All of them investigated this. Pomerantz referred to this in his book as the zombie case because they kept, you know, looking at it. Nah, we can't charge him on that. All right. They put it away. And then they're still looking. Find me the man and I'll show you the crime. And they bring it up again. We really can't charge him on that. That's not going to stick. Anyway, Pomerantz was one of two prosecutors the GOP want to interview that they're sending subpoenas to, both that left the office in 2022. And Pomerantz wrote the book. And Jordan's cover letter says Bragg's unprecedented and prosecutorial conduct and moving forward with a hush money case requires oversight. And Pomerantz's unique role in the Manhattan investigation makes him uniquely situated to provide information that is relevant and necessary to inform the committee's oversight. The Justice Department wasn't going to bring the case. The previous DA, Cy Vance, wasn't going to bring the case. Bragg himself said no to the case. That's why Pomerantz left, according to reports. And even Alvin Bragg himself, you know, when he got elected, he didn't want to bring the case. But he eventually did. The person that wanted to bring it was Mark Pomerantz, according to Jim Jordan. And it say, he says rules of the House of Representatives authorizes the Committee on the Judiciary to conduct oversight of criminal justice matters to inform potential legislation. And, quote, Congress has a specific and manifestly important interest in preventing politically motivated prosecutions of current and former presidents by elected state and local prosecutors, and local prosecutors, particularly in jurisdictions like New York County, where the prosecutor is popularly elected and trial level judges lack tenure. The letter pointedly rejected the idea of non-cooperation. Although you are in New York County District Attorney's office has directed you not to cooperate with our oversight, you have already discussed many of the topics relevant to our oversight in a book you wrote and published in February of 2023, as well as in several public interviews to promote your book. It says, as a result, you have no basis to decline to testify about matters before the committee that you have already discussed in your book and on primetime television programs and with an audience of millions, including on the basis of any purported duty of confidentiality and privilege interest. Anyway, and I have the letter in front of me. I won't bore you with all the details here. But, you know, the bottom line is, and Andy McCarthy in his column in the New York Post today, having a non-disclosure agreement. By the way, if you're a Democrat and you have an NDA, it's called an NDA. If it's a Republican with an NDA, they call it hush money. You know, because that sounds way more sinister. But, you know, Alvin Bragg is alleging here that Donald Trump defrauded voters into electing him on November 8, 2016. And Bragg also alleges the first crime that Trump committed occurred on February 14, 2017. He's talking about the payments made through various revocable trust in one case and another case, you know, a bank account, you know, all sorts of ways that he was paid. This is where the timeline issue comes in to play here. And very few people seem to have picked this up. If the argument is that Donald Trump made the payment or had Michael Cohen make the payment specifically for the reason that they wanted, in this particular case, they wanted to help him get elected, and that's a campaign finance violation. If that's the case, then why were the payments made in 2017? And then you have to ask another question. Why in 2018 did the attorney for Michael Cohen, a guy by the name of Stephen Ryan, send a letter to the FEC head at the time saying that in a private transaction, and again, they had already gotten all the money by the end of 2017. I think December 2017 was the last payment, and that it's all issued in the indictment. But anyway, it was the end of 2017. Now, here's the problem. In a private transaction 2016 before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Miss Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Miss Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. His lawyer did not. This is 2018. After all the payments were made, they said, nope, no payments were made. No campaign violation took place. The Trump Organization didn't know. This was a private transaction with Michael Cohen using his own money, and the Trump Organization, the Trump campaign, was not a party to the transaction. So now they got a timeline problem on top of, you know, the very indictment problem, which is the defendant at the county of New York and elsewhere on or about February 14, 2017, with the intent to defraud, the intent to commit another crime that is not mentioned. Hopefully we get a bill of particulars at some point that would actually spell that out. That was left out for a reason, because what they're trying to do is something that has never been done before. And that is because the statute of limitations on what was only a mere misdemeanor crime in New York State has long passed. It ended after 2 years. So that now they have to, they're looking at a federal law of which they have no jurisdiction to apply in this case. And by the way, there's a 5-year statute of limitations on that, long past. Well, New York extended because of COVID by a little over a year, the statute of limitations. Well, number one, you still passed it by my math. And number two, it doesn't matter because it's a federal law, not a New York State law. And he doesn't have the authority, jurisdiction to do it anyway. And these are just unprecedented times we're living in. And meanwhile, the world we live in is literally deteriorating in ways I never imagined could happen in my lifetime right before our eyes. And I'm talking about the economy, and I'm talking about foreign policy. And as Russia, China, Iran unite together, a new axis of evil that is extremely ambitious and extremely dangerous and extremely well-armed. And we're not ready. I don't have faith that our president is capable of handling China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. There's a reason the Saudis left our coalition for China's coalition, because they think that America has abdicated its position on the world stage as the defender of freedom. That's it. The leader of the free world, Joe Biden, is not that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, I do need to give you, a reality check. This whole brag thing really is not going to come up in any significant way, except for, I would assume, motions being put forward by the defense. One, obviously, would be a change of venue. I would not expect the judge to do it because we're dealing with New York City. You know, if you look at the investigations into Donald Trump, you could not have the three of the worst venues for any conservative or any Republican. Fulton County, Georgia, New York City, New York, and Washington, D.C. I mean, they're by far the three worst. And meanwhile, while we're doing all this, by the way, why haven't they released the manifesto of the shooter? Why didn't they release this in terms of, the Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale's screed? Haven't they released it in the past? I always remember them releasing manifestos. What was the motivation? I'd like to know. And Karine Jean-Pierre, you need to know this, told a reporter that Joe Biden does not support any age limits for gender transition hormones and surgery. First graders, 7-year-olds. I think that's, maybe wait till somebody's an adult to make such a life-changing decision. And maybe parents have the right to veto that till they're 18. I don't know. I think I'm just very old-fashioned. That's what it must be. Unbelievable times we live in. The left is, beyond insane. This just in, breaking, by the way, the Supreme Court has ruled that transgender athletes in West Virginia can compete on female school sports teams in response to a challenge by the state to allow it to enforce a law that prohibits athletes from doing so. A brief, unsigned order. The justices denied the state's emergency request to lift an appeals court injunction, which enabled a transgender girl to compete on her middle school's female team until the three-judge panel reaches a final decision. The appeals panel is now set to hear the student athletes' appeal in full, and the case would ultimately return to the high court. Justice Alito, in a statement joined by Clarence Thomas, dissenting from the decision, said that the case concerns an important issue that this court will likely be required to address in the very near future. And I don't think he's wrong there. I just mentioned just a moment ago, you know, that Joe Biden, through his spokesperson, White House spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, told a reporter that Biden does not support any age limits for gender transition, hormones, and surgery. No restrictions at all. Don't you think maybe age appropriateness to make such a life-altering decision would be wise? I think the Supreme Court, they're not really saying that trans can compete on women's teams. They're saying that the court can hear the arguments, and then they're expecting and anticipating the arguments one day will be made before them. So it's a little bit different than what the headline is. One Democratic lawmaker lost it after the state legislature overrode a veto of transgender sports bill. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed the bill in March. One Democratic lawmaker not happy after an overwhelming number of her colleagues voted to override and the veto of a bill banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports. I mean, this is all going on, you know, back and forth. You know, it's interesting, at the very same time, Caitlyn Jenner, who's been on this program before, announcing on Tuesday that she launched a political action committee called Fairness First amid all the gender identity stories that we've been bringing to you. Today, I publicly launched Fairness First. It's a PAC to fight the radical gender ideology and put parental rights at the forefront of education and keep boys out of women's sports. This is the Olympic gold medal decathlon winner. Anyway, she said, we are a movement that is nonpartisan in nature with the intention of empowering parental rights, especially in light of radical gender ideology that is infiltrating our children in school, especially in sports in the classroom. It's very different if, you know, you have teachers that feel they have the right without informing parents about issues involving gender identity, or referring to children in a classroom without telling the parents as with the pronoun they, quote, prefer or think they should apply to themselves. We told you stories about that, too. I mean, it never seems to go away, this issue. Bud Light partnered with a trans influencer and defended their efforts to authentically connect with a diverse group of people after an anti-trans backlash. From time to time, we produce unique commemorative cans for fans, for brand influencers like Dylan Mulvaney, who I've never heard of before. Anyway, a brand deal between Anheuser-Busch and transgender actor, TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. Did you ever hear of this person? I've never been on TikTok. Anyway, I just get them sent to me through Uncle James. Anyway, was met with the anti-trans backlash. The beer company said they'll continue to reach diverse groups of people. I want a Hannity commemorative can made. I wonder if Anheuser-Busch will make that. I like Bud Light.
Why couldn't they have just said we represent all people and just, I don't know, put, like, you know, an outline.
How about
they
stay out of politics and make good beer that people like
to
drink?
But that's the problem. They can't. You know, I have to say, Anthony and I had this conversation the other day, as we have kids in sports, and he made a very good point to me. I've never heard anybody else make this point, including myself, never even thought of it. And he said,
saying that he's smarter than you.
He is smarter than me, 100%. And I will say that I'm not proud. He is smarter than me.
Am I smarter than you?
I'm not sure yet. That's out for debate. Me and you might be equal on some things. Although I will say I don't know anybody who memorizes more call letters than you of every single
call
station.
Letters.
That's a little weird.
All right, go.
So anyway, my point is he said to me, I don't know why we have to talk about anybody's gender or their beliefs, or just be respectful of everyone. There doesn't need to be anything else. Just the way we teach our kids is be respectful. Don't ask questions that you don't need to ask. Don't make fun of what people are wearing, doing. Hi, how are you today? Move along with your day. We don't need to read books about sexual positions in a second grade class. We don't need to talk about changing your gender ideas in a second grade class. It doesn't need to be discussed at all. These are not things to be discussed in the classroom, period. We have tons of clinics, public clinics, nonprofit groups. There is not a subway station, a highway, a billboard that you can go past that does not talk to you about all of your feelings, all the feels, everything you have going on, and how you want to identify. Just be respectful and be quiet and get on with your day.
Did you get it all out, or you want to keep going?
Oh, I could go on forever. I'll shut up.
Nike? No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just joking because you're so passionate about it.
I'm very angry.
And a lot of parents rightly are.
I'm just sick of it. My little guy doesn't care about that crap.
I am tired of people feeling that they have a right to indoctrinate kids into their value system, contradicting in most cases the values of the parents that they want to instill in their children. And they got a captive audience of children that have no means of opting out or not listening or being indoctrinated into it.
And
then if you go and complain like, you know, tiger mom that
like
you are.
Like I do every
like
day.
You do, and now you're a domestic terrorist.
And here's the weird part. For example, if you're 6 or 7 years old, a lot of things that you're learning in school, it's the first time you've ever seen or heard about them. So you ask a question, and these grown-ups are putting their biases on the kids, and they're like, oh, well, your child asked this because they think X. I'm like, no, my child asked this because they have no idea what you're talking about. That's why they asked.
Nike teamed up with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney. Do you even... What was that?
The same
person. Yeah, no, the same influencer. And then you have guys like Kid Rock, Travis Tritt, have called for boycotting Anheuser-Busch for partnering with the transgender actress. Nike's catching a lot of flack over it.
But to the point of Nike,
why don't they stay in the business of making great...
But why can't we use a woman? You know?
Why do they
have to use a trans woman?
Just produce good gear and great sneakers and keep making money and stay out of politics. It's bad business to get into politics for these guys. You know, a lot of... For example, they're afraid... Their advertisers are scared to death. Let me tell you something. A lot of people in this audience drink beer. And you know what? Anheuser-Busch, if they're going to be so inclusive, ought to be advertising on the show. By the way, imagine if they did. The backlash would be massive. Anyway, this is another bit of news that we haven't been following, that we've been following, but not to this extent. We've been watching San Francisco in this push, and even the state of California for, you know, $5 million payment for reparations for Black California residents. Anyway, it's gone a step further. On FoxNews.com, the story is San Francisco, you know, as they push their reparations bill, they have now garnered the spotlight. There's now a nationwide coalition of Democratic mayors that have been working and pushing reparations for Black residents as a template for the federal government. I have no doubt this is going to be a massive issue in the years to come. None at all whatsoever. And I think my track record of predicting such things is pretty accurate. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, all this is happening as, and we'll play this later. Did you see that Nancy Pelosi got heckled? Was called a sad old drunk by some guy? We'll play that later. That's kind of mean. I don't like, you know what? That's not who we are. If I saw Nancy Pelosi, I would say, Madam Speaker, how are you? I'm Sean Hannity.
But that's because you're a good Christian. You know, she hasn't been very kind to many people, so I don't feel too bad.
Oh, I think her face would actually move and be contorted for a minute.
I'm not a fan of Pelosi.
You know, it's a weird thing. I can walk into a room and almost instantaneously identify people that don't like me. You know, and... it's a skill, I guess, you develop.
Well, you're asking them to think critically and have a conversation with you outside of the echo chamber that they live in in this called New York.
Well, and you know, that's why I don't go out too much in New York, because there's not many places I can go.
Why would you want to? It's disgusting.
I'm not saying I do. I'm
repulsive,
not
dirty.
I'm not. It's all the above.
How many crackheads I passed today walking in this studio?
How many crackheads did you say hello
10.
To?
I didn't say hi to any of them today. I was too annoyed.
The other day, there was a guy that was outside, and he was asking for money. I started talking to him, and he seemed pretty sober. And I just asked him straight up. I said, do you use drugs? He said, no, I don't use drugs. I said, do you drink? I drink. He said, I drink a little. I said, a little or a lot? A lot. He answered. He was being honest. I said, okay. And you want me to give you money, what, so you can further your pursuit of killing yourself? Then I said to him, what are you going to use the money for? He goes, I'm starving. I said, and you're promising me, looking me in the eye, and telling me that you're not going to spend this money on alcohol. And he said, yes, sir, I promise you I am going to get food right now if you give me this money. I gave him $20. And I said, okay, if you lie to me, it's on you, not on me. And I don't know. I mean,
you know what he said when you walked away?
What a sucker.
Sucker. That's exactly what he said.
Maybe.
100%.
Maybe.
What you should have done is bought him a sandwich.
Okay.
Had time to interview him. You could have at least gotten him a ham and cheese.
Okay, that exchange happened in less than a minute.
Oh my God. You don't do anything in a minute. Give me a break.
All right. Come on. I had this short discussion with this guy.
Yeah, short discussion.
It was a short discussion. You know, it's sad.
Under cross-examination, it's a little longer than a minute.
It's sad, though, to see people that have destroyed their lives through addiction. It is sad to see, you don't know what their background is. You don't know what happened to them. You know, what's the story of Jesus? You know, what is Good Friday is this Friday? Easter Sunday's coming up? You know, what is it? Who did Jesus help the most? The poor, the sick, the disabled. You know, Mary Magdalene? How did he treat Mary Magdalene? You know, ye who were without sin, you cast the first stone. You know, and what a beautiful heart she turned out to have. And what a transformation. You know, he helped the people that were down and out. Who did he go to dinner with? He went to dinner with, the people that were these, quote, sinners. And was chastised by the scribes and the Pharisees and the rabbis, et cetera, the leaders of the church at the time. And, you know, I think there's a lesson to be learned here. Who did Jesus pick to be his disciples? He picked fishermen. Now, I don't know. Do you think fishermen back then were any different than fishermen today? I love what's one of my favorite shows, Deadliest Catch. What's another one? Wicked Tuna. And what do they do on those shows? They catch fish. They're fishermen. And I love watching those shows, and I'm pulling for those guys. I want full pots of crab, and I want big, big tuna caught, you know, because it's so hard to do. And I bet that the apostles probably cursed. I bet the apostles probably saw, you know, a pretty woman, and they probably stared, you know, like, you know, if you pass a construction site, what happens to you?
I mean, I'm not in burlap like the days of Christ, so I don't know. I mean, it's a little different.
When I pass a construction site, actually, that's an area of New York where I'm often.
Yes.
They say, Hannity, keep kicking ass.
You have support.
Keep kicking ass. Let's go.
Absolutely.
They like me. I don't know. Maybe they know.
Yeah, because they know how to work for a living. They know how hard it is.
Maybe they know my background in construction. But, you know, it's just interesting. If you look at it from that perspective, in light of Easter Sunday coming up and Holy Thursday today and Good Friday tomorrow, Easter on Sunday. Wish everybody a happy Easter, by the way. All right, we're loaded up. When we come back, Professor Alan Dershowitz, he's got an incredible book out, a bestseller, Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Next.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.